The Chinese doctors began treating patients in Rumbek this morning. Dr. Ding Zhen, who heads the medical team, says the Chinese embassy in Juba arranged the mission with the South Sudan's health ministry. He says the turnout at their first stop, the Kir Mayadit Women Hospital, is larger than expected.
We are being sent here to work maybe for several days. We don't know the exact number we will treat, but the number of people waiting here is more than our expectation, you know. But we will try our best to help.
Dr. Zin says the Chinese medical team in Rumbek includes several specialists who will perform general examinations of patients and some operations where necessary. He says they will also treat diseases such as malaria, typhoid, hepatitis B, hypertension, asthma, diabetes, and ulcers.
We have gynecologists, we have CT technician, we have lab technician, we have surgeon, we have physician, we have dermatologist, we have ENT, we have Chinese traditional medicine. We have the doctor working here. We are not only to prescribe medicine for the patient, we are also help the patient to diagnose. We will do some operations. We will use the traditional way, Chinese traditional way, to treat the patient.
Dr. Teran Madin Teran, medical director at Rumbek State Hospital, says Lagos State residents will benefit from the team's visit and says the Chinese doctors have come at the right time when there is critical need for medical services.
And we really acknowledge and appreciate the effort and the work people of China are doing to us. As you know that they came as a full team, composed of so many departments. So in these 3 days, they will have to with us in the state here. I do believe that they will see a lot of people and they will help a lot of people.
Dr. Teran says his hospital lacks specialists and is asking the Chinese doctors to spend more than 3 days as scheduled to provide services in Lagos State. John Ashwil-Paul, a representative of Lagos State Health Ministry, also expressed appreciation for the Chinese government's help. He says many South Sudanese are suffering from different diseases.
People of China, with the heart that they have in South Sudan, to help us. We are happy that you appear today at the real time of need. Kir Mayadit Hospital has been down for over 6 months or more for many reasons. But today, the community and the government of Lagos State is happy and is delighted to have seen a bit of move by the Chinese people.
This is the first time Chinese doctors are providing free medical services in Lagos State. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek, Lagos State.